This is WTAQ's entry in the category election coverage.
It's 5:03. WTAQ News starts now.
Weather-wise, we're going to start you cloudy. Pete Petoniak standing by to tell you what the rest of the day is going to be like. Good morning. I'm Robert Kennedy.
This race is not about the past. It is not about the past. It is about the future of Wisconsin.
Newly elected Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barra coming away with an easy victory in the Democratic primary on Tuesday against Kathleen Falk. Barrett won 58% of the vote against Falk's 34%. That win sets up a round two against Governor Walker. The two squared off back in 2010. Barrett spoke with supporters in Milwaukee.
In difficult times, we do not need a leader who will divide us. We need a leader who will bring us together. And that is the leader I will be.
Meanwhile, no surprise, Scott Walker wins his primary on Tuesday.
See, we made decisions that thought more about the next generation than just the next election. And isn't that what you elect us to do in the first place?
Walker says the special interests will be fueling the opposition this time.
And you ain't seen nothing yet for what they're going to pour in the state over the next 4 weeks, but we got a simple message for them. They can take their money, they can take their people, and they can go back to New Jersey and Washington and Chicago and anywhere else they're from, because we run things in Wisconsin for the taxpayers.
Walker and Barrett will square off on June 5th. Things got a little heated when a couple in Chippewa Falls began arguing over the primaries. Jeffrey and Amanda Rattle were fighting when she tried to leave. Her husband reportedly stood in front of her car to stop her from going, which is when he was hit. He's in the hospital, the DA considering charges against both of them.
The 2012 Edward R. Murrow Award for Best Newscast. Decision 2012. Election night coverage on 97.5 1360 News Talk WTAQ.
And welcome to WTAQ's election night coverage. I'm Robert Kennedy. We're hunkered down for what could be a long night here. The polls have just closed in Wisconsin, and over the next several hours, we're going to give you the results of the top local races that are on the ballots. We have reporters out in the field at the local Democrat and Republican hotspots. We'll hear from them, and of course, we'll hear from the candidates themselves as the night goes on, and your votes determine the winners. Much of the hour, we'll be turning things over to our colleagues at Fox News Radio. They'll be doing the heavy lifting for the presidential race and some of the other high-profile races around the country, so it should be very interesting nights. Now, voters in Wisconsin, they hit the polls early on this election day, eagerly anticipating the end of a very long election cycle.
Here at First United Methodist Church, Wisconsinites started filling out their ballots as soon as the doors opened at 7 this morning, understanding the importance of this presidential race.
It's going to be an important decision that's made.
Extremely important.
Very important to our country.
I don't think it's all that important.
It's not the most important one ever, but I would say it would rank up in the top 10.
Yeah, it's already divided 50-50 almost.
I think today's election is just as important as any election we've had over the past 20 years.
Some people like Dawn Kivani made today a first.
I've never voted before. I walked in, registered, and voted. I've never voted in my life, so.
What brought you out to vote?
Because I really, really strongly feel that the person that I want to be president needs to be president.
This woman says she waited about 30 minutes, but that's because she was caught in the redistricting issue.
Well, there was a glitch for me because I was in the long line for Ward 2. I get up there and turns out my name wasn't in the book, even though I voted in the last presidential, so it kind of took a little longer.
This man felt we're going to see a high turnout due to emotions on both sides.
I think there's a lot of emotional involvement in this election. A lot of people are concerned in a couple of different directions, but I think the direction our country's gone and just the obvious indicators tell us that something's wrong. People need to get out and vote.
But not everyone we spoke with felt that way.
To be honest, I don't think it's all that important. The country's in a war. Our economy's already headed in a certain direction, and regardless of who wins this election, it's going to be a tough 4 years.
Turnout in the city of Appleton is predicted to be 88%, but at midday, just 33% of eligible voters filled in the lines on a ballot. No matter the final number or how the voting goes, one aspect that all people can agree on is welcoming the end of political ads and robocalls.
Yes, yes. Let's put the money into creating jobs.
Definitely. My only relief is Disney Junior.
Wouldn't bother me too much.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I will be extremely happy. My kids will be extremely happy.
Thank God for DVR.
In downtown Appleton, Jeff Flint, WTAQ News.
Just some of the thoughts of your friends and neighbors as they voted on this election day. We're going to check in with our reporters out in the field in just a moment. We'll take a break and be right back. WTAQ News time is 8:03.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 4? 7761.
WTAQ News time is 8:04. The polls have been closed for just about 4 minutes here in Wisconsin. We don't have any local numbers to report to you at this point, but WTAQ does have reporters all around the area. That's some of the big watch parties going on. We're going to check in with Terry Lee, who is following the local Democrats stationed at the Riverside Ballroom on Green Bay's east side. Terry, what's going on?
Supporters are still trickling in right now. We have about 60 or so, actually more about 70 about coming in still right now. Lots of TV cameras here. And right now they're cheering individual states that are being called for right now on the East Coast, going to Obama and Mitt Romney, of course, cheering the Barack Obama wins. But, of course, Brown County Democrats are looking to make some big, big wins here in Northeast Wisconsin. There are 8 assembly seats right now, 7 of which are currently held by Republican incumbents. There is one open state Senate seat in the Senate, and that's the 90th district that has Democrat Eric Grenrich taking on Republican David Vanderlees. Vanderlees also lost against Hansen in the 2011 summer recall, which they're also hoping to still retain that seat with state Senator Dave Hansen for the District 30, who's taking on newcomer John Mocco. But other than that, lots of excitement here from just the people walking around. They're enjoying some food and some drinks. And like I said, cheering the East Coast winds right now that states that are going to Obama right now.
All right, Terry, thanks very much. Jeff Flint holding the fort with the Grand Old Party. They're at the Rock Garden over in Howard. Jeff, what's up?
Robert, as the crowd of Republican supporters gather around the multiple TVs here at the Rock Garden, the mood is upbeat with a host of local races on this election night. I spoke with 5th Assembly incumbent Jim Steinecke, who says from what he's seeing and hearing, he likes his chances against Democratic challenger Jeff McCabe. 30th Senate District challenger John Mocco is here, as is 8th District Congressman Reed Ribble. All candidates have been impressed by the turnout at the various poll locations across the region, fueling their optimism for how this night may go. While most of the attention will be paid to each candidate's own race, there certainly is plenty of interest in the outcome of the presidential election as we watch the returns roll in. Live in Howard, Jeff Flint, WTAQ News.
Jeff, thanks very much. Keep it on WTAQ, the top and bottom for local election results. We're going to go to our friends at Fox News Radio for the latest on the national scene.
It's been a wonderful day and a little fireworks, but, you know, there's nothing wrong with that for people to lay out their positions. Look, I've spent my life in the private sector, building companies, turning around companies, creating hundreds of jobs and hundreds of jobs throughout this country, as well as many, many jobs right here in this great state of Wisconsin. I think it's time that we start taking a free market, private sector approach to too many of our government problems, instead of always taking a government solution to every problem our country is faced with. I ask everybody to ask yourself, if you are faced with a brain tumor, what are you going to want to hire? You're going to want to go get the best brain surgeon out there. Having spent my life in the broader financial markets and in the private sector, ask yourself, who understands these issues? We have Europe right now heading towards a potential financial collapse. It's going to have huge repercussions right back into this country. Europe is about a third of our global economy. China is slowing down. It's going to have a knock-on effect to Australia. It's going to have a knock-on effect to Brazil. So you better have somebody in the United States Senate that actually understands economics, that can advise people there and make the tough decisions. And lastly, you have to look at the motivations. I'm not looking to advance my political career or cap off my political career or so desperately trying to get to Washington, D.C. I'm doing this for service for a short period of time to go serve my country. And as a result, I will always put my country first versus what may be politically expedient for my political career. Thank you, everybody. And you know what, folks? We can turn this around, but we have a limited amount of time. And you have a big decision to make, and who is that person that you're going to send from this great state? And I will be asking for your support. Thank you all.
Next closing statement is Mark Newman.
In just a little bit unusual way, because I feel so strongly about what I'm about to say. Eric, if you'd been in Wisconsin for the last 24 years, you would have learned to respect our governor, Tommy Thompson. And I understand that campaigns are very difficult things, but last week when you questioned his intelligence, I think it was over the top, and I think you owe Governor Thompson an apology. Now, having said that, I'd like to close with just a very brief story about us getting into the race for the United States Senate. When we got into the race, of course, it changed our family life, and my grandkids were over at our house one day, and we were talking about the Senate race. And I was sitting on the steps as they're about to leave, and my son looks down at my 3-year-old grandson, Charlie, and he says, "Charlie, tell Grandpa why he should run for the United States Senate." And Charlie, that little rascal, looked up at me with a loud, strong voice, and he said, "Grandpa, tell him to quit spending my money." And little three-year-old Charlie, he's got it right. But Charlie can't stop Washington. That's our job, and that's why I'm in this race for the United States Senate. When you really think about what Charlie said, I chuckled a little bit too, but he's got it right. We are spending our grandkids' money. We and our generation are spending our grandkids' money, and it's our job and our responsibility to get it stopped. My dream for the future of this great nation is that we can get our budget balanced, we can pay off the debt much as people would pay off their home mortgage over a 30-year period of time, and we can pass America on to our children and our grandchildren as the strongest nation in the world, debt-free, strongest economy, jobs created, and the strongest from a military perspective in the world. That's my dream, that the opportunities for our children, the opportunity to live the American dream is alive and well for the future generations. Thank you. Thank you for putting this on. God bless each one of your listeners, and God bless the United States of America.
Tommy Thompson.
Thank you very much, all of you, for listening, all the reporters and all of you, and thank you for the candidates. I'm Tommy Thompson. I'm running because I have three children, eight grandchildren, and I look out and see all the children and grandchildren across the state of Wisconsin. I am very concerned. I don't believe that they deserve the country that we're foisting upon them with the tremendous amount of debt. I want to give them a country that's stronger, freer, fairer, safer, with more options than what I had. That's why I'm running. I'm running for every child and grandchild out there. Who's got the best chance to win? All the polls, except for what was just brought up, it's me. I'm the only one that's won the state of Wisconsin. Only one, five times. Last time I won was by 20% of the points. You don't want to send somebody up as the nominee of the Republicans going to lose and have Tammy Baldwin, who's so far to the left that Speaker Pelosi turns left to talk to her. Number three, who has done it? I was governor for 14 years. The people out there trust me. People in this state trust me. When we had a job problem, we were able to create 742,000 jobs. I've lived here my whole life. I even lived here when I was working in Washington, came home every weekend. Eric Hovde hasn't lived here for 24 years and hasn't voted here in 24 years and now wants to be the United States Senator. He has more money than any of us. But the truth of the matter is, who are you going to nominate that can win, get elected, and do the job? Balance the budget. Who better to replace the health care system than somebody that knows it, that can get it done? And who has done it? That's me. I want to thank all of you. I want your vote, just like everybody else. I believe very much in what I stand for and what we can do as America and build that shiny city on the hill again. Thank you very much.
And the last closing statement goes to Jeff Fitzgerald.
Well, thank you, Jerry, and thank you, everybody, for coming. I'm going to use my closing remarks to talk about myself. You know, about a year ago, I was standing in an airport in Atlanta, and I was waiting for my connecting flight, and somebody tapped me on the shoulder, and I turned around very quickly back then. When I got tapped on the shoulder, I kind of spun very quickly back then. And you know what? It was a gentleman who put his hand out, and he said, "Mr. Fitzgerald, I want to thank you for restoring my faith and that things could change." And I said to him, "Well, thank you. I appreciate your support, and it's good to hear from people that appreciate what we're doing." And I said, "What part of Wisconsin are you from?" And he said, "I'm not from Wisconsin." He said, "But I want to tell you that the entire country, and I believe the entire world, is watching what you guys do. So please stay the course." You know, when you look at this election and what it's about, we're going to have a choice to make. Are we going to be a country of what our founding fathers wanted us to be, a limited government with a safety net? Or are we going to head towards European socialism and a cradle-to-grave state? That's what this presidential election's about. That's what this U.S. Senate race is about, of which direction this country's going to go. Now, there's one candidate in this race that sat in the room with Scott Walker and with my brother and decided that we were going to reform this state forever and get it back on the right track. That's why I ran for the state assembly, and that's why I want to go out to Washington, D.C. and do the same thing, because we face the same problems we faced here in Wisconsin. We need to get people back to work. We need to get our debt under control. So if you're looking for a battle-tested conservative, I'm the guy. I'm the Walker conservative in this race. If you're looking for somebody to just go out and join the U.S. Senate Club, I'm not the guy for you. But if you're looking for a young Irish guy who likes a good fight, then I need your support on August 14th.